The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, who believe He will be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. This meeting is a wonderful meeting. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is doing a wonderful thing in our midst. I want to congratulate all the real men in the house. Thank you for being there. Let's put your hands together for yourself. God is working on us. Hallelujah. This morning I was telling Pastor, I said, what God is doing about men, there is nothing a woman can do that she can do it. You have a very specific position. No matter your body makeup, you are a man, you are a man. And no matter what you think about yourself, God has a purpose for your life. And you just have to lead. Hallelujah. You have to lead. No matter what happens, no matter what feminist says, no matter what happens, a man is a man. And that is God's plan. That is God's order. You just, there's nothing I can do that can be a man. It's not possible. Even if I walk like one, it does not matter. My nature is a female, not a male. Praise the Lord. You are blessed. When you are a man, it's a responsibility. I am not aspiring to be like you. I don't want to be a man, because when I look at the responsibility of being a man, fear grips my heart. Do you know what you have been called to become? God's image, God's likeness. In the home, you are the head. No matter how strong a woman is, she submits under a man. And in that home, the man takes responsibility. God will not come and ask me what is happening in the house. He will ask the man, he will ask my husband. So my only just put my head under and follow. Ha! It's easier to follow than to lead. And I thank God for my position. I am not struggling. I love it. I accept it. But I feel for him. You know what I'm talking about? I feel for him. When God is asking anything about me, we ask him. You know that? So if you are not yet a man, a full man, don't take up responsibility of carrying a woman. It's the truth. You are not just a man because you have that nature, man. No. You have a responsibility under God to stand as a priest in your house, to stand as a priest in your working place, to stand as a priest in your community, to stand as a priest in the church. You are a priest. I was looking at the issue of God and Israel. When God was talking, see the priesthood. Go and read it. Did you ever see a woman going to the tabernacle? A woman officiating in the tabernacle. Aaron and his sons. You think Aaron does not have daughters? He has daughters. But God says, and his sons, because of the place of a man. God wants us as male to take our place in his church, not just in his church, wherever we find ourselves. I congratulate you. So this program is talking about heart after God. That's the only heart that can please God. First of all, as a male, now you want a woman that will obey you. Obey God first. When you obey God, you will find a woman that will obey you under God. But you don't want to obey God. You want a woman, say submit, submit. You want a woman that submits. You are not submitting. It doesn't work like that. Whatever you lay, as you lay your bed, you will lie on it. Submit to God, your whole household will submit to you. If you don't, it is not automatic. I appreciate God for men. And thank God for the things he is doing in our lives in this season. He's calling our hearts to come and serve. Females, as you also, you see, as God is calling men, he's also calling us. Don't hide. You understand? Say, God, should be God call men now? Men. But call both male and female. But male is just first. You come after male. Sure, you understand? So he called both male. Male and female created he them. And he called their name Adam. Like Pastor was saying yesterday, Adam said, she shall be called woman. He named her under God. And as he named her, so God said, okay, she's a woman. God did not change the name. But one thing we should know, although he's giving you definition, but you can also find your definition in God. So it is not an excuse. This is what I'm just coming to. If you're in a house, you're a woman in the house, you are married to a man, that your husband is not obeying God, it's not an excuse not to follow God. You have a responsibility under God to obey God. You understand what I'm talking about? There's a responsibility for each human being to obey God. We follow God. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Now everybody should follow him as he follows Christ. But one thing I want us to know, God is dealing with all of our hearts. And he's saying this season, the only thing you can do, like Pastor said yesterday, all of us have, is that our heart is stony, is by the wayside, or it has thorns. No good heart. But I want us to look at Matthew 5 briefly from verse 1. I just want to look at something. I felicitated with you. I thank God for what he's doing. For God is using you to bless us. It's an opportunity. Thank God for all the meat. And he said, seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, that thing caught my heart. Set. He didn't say when he sat. He said set. His disciples came unto him. 2. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, tonight is another night God is set to bless us. So when he was set. When he was arranged. When you set something, you arrange it, Abby. Is that not what setting means? You arrange something, you put the thing into order. And when he entered into his order, he entered into an order and he began to teach. He taught them, saying, tonight he's going to teach us again. We are going to hear sayings of the kingdom. Sayings of God himself. God will talk to us. Because he said when he was set. So you have to set yourself. Put yourself into order. I like that song we sang. He said, set my life in order. Order. That order is necessary. If the order is not set, it won't come. When Elijah was, he waited for the time. He said they should set the altar. When the altar was set, they poured water. They did everything and poured water. And he said, at the time of the evening sacrifice, God came down. Tonight, God is going to come down again. We will see him. We will hear him. And we will not remain the same. Because God himself is set to bless us. We should be set to receive of him. Because when he is set to bless us, we also must be set to receive. So he said tonight again to talk to us. And he's going to speak. Men, open your hearts. Females, open your hearts. Hallelujah. God is the God of all men. And when you say men, both male and female. Hallelujah. But the thing is just that men has a higher responsibility. It's just like that. It is not me. That's the way he set it. That's the way he wanted. And that's the order he set. So the order must always be like that. He not say female should not minister. That is not the issue. Even when you are ministering under a man, sir. That's just it. No matter the anointing you carry, under a man, Nico, you can't overgrow your husband. That is dangerous. Or else a monster will arise in the house. So, female, when you want to marry, open your eyes like Pastor was saying this morning, sir. You don't marry just anyhow. And I love God for one thing. He won't train a man, sir, and give it to a careless woman. Because he knows that it so much depends on that household.
God cares about our families because by himself he's raising the family for himself in the house, in the church. The Lord is working on all of us. But set yourself tonight, because Christ himself is set to bless us. God bless you. Thank you, sir.
We believe you have heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the word that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us and any of our meetings? You can join us for Lively Friends and Partners Forum first and third Saturday of every month by 8 a.m. on Wednesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. all at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road, Ondo. For more information, please call 0703-895-5483. Or 0803-850-6491. Or you contact us at lifemanifestation@yahoo.com. Remain blessed.